Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have a number of subjects that I will put on the table today. I want to open by reporting that I thought the National Association of Farm Broadcasters had an outstanding convention last week in Kansas City. I loved it. And then I went to my farm in Illinois on the weekend. We finished our harvest. Corn and beans are in the bin. Our yields, although not even close to last year, they were better than I expected. And now we focus on buying fertilizers and seed and chemicals for next year's crop. We need better prices, and the best solution is to expand our exports. Passage of USMCA, that's a Canadian-Mexican trade agreement, would be a big first step. House Democrats want to make sure the labor rules are enforced. Labor unions are almost always against trade deals. Richard Trumka, head of the AFL-CIO, is in no hurry. If Nancy Pelosi would allow a vote in the House, and she says it will be soon, it would pass. Just get it done. Now turn to the China trade war. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said, I quote, "China wants a deal. We think we'd like to make a deal also. We're down to the last details. Once this first phase is done, China will be a big buyer of our farm and ranch products." Yes, we have and will continue to have some serious disputes with China, but they are back to buying our chicken, too. That trade door was closed in January 2015 because we had avian influenza. We've been free of that disease since 2017, and with China escalating demand for meat because of African swine fever, they're expected to buy $1 to $2 billion of our chickens. And speaking of China, did you know that of the 1 million plus international students that come to the United States for higher education, 33.7% are Chinese? It would be good for our country if we could build a strong economic relationship with China. That country has 2.3 billion people. They don't have enough cropland to feed their population. And my last issue is about glyphosate, or better known as Roundup. Roundup is by far the most used crop protection weed killer in our country. Roundup has been under assault as a carcinogen risk to human health. But that attack has not stopped the use of Roundup. But now the charge is that it hurts the environment. Roundup is a great weed killer. But the critics argue that we need the weeds for the bees and the butterflies. Okay, but we don't want the weeds in our cornfield. Stay tuned, and I am John Block from Washington.